Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Next, we're doing number 9 of 12 now. My mom and dad and all my relatives are getting crappy results from their mutual funds. Some of the relatives have lots of money in cash accounts. I've got lots of equity in my properties. All these people with money will give me second mortgages either in their RSPs or out of it. It doesn't matter. We don't want to be too adventurous, so the loan-to-value ratio is never going to go higher than 95% for these second mortgages. And I'm going to pay them 6%, which will be a lot more than they're making in their mutual funds. We all think this is a good investment. Is it a good investment or not? True or false? It's a horrible investment. It's a horrible investment. If you're in a position where you're giving this kind of advice to people, if you're a real estate expert giving this kind of advice, you are firstly opening yourself up to a lawsuit, because to tell anybody that ratcheting a mortgage up to 95% of loan to value and getting paid 6% for it is just not a marketplace investment. Most commercial lenders, anybody who does this on a regular basis, will not go past 85% loan to value on any second mortgage basis, and they'll want interest rates of between 12 and 24% to go up to 85% loan to value. No person who does this for a living will go any longer or any more than about 85. So not only is it a horrible investment, but if this is what you're putting your family and friends and relatives into, if things go bad, you've obviously ruined the family relationship. So please watch out for that. And this is a 3x tale from the trench for me, where we have folks who have done this exact thing. Yes, mom and dad and the family were doing lousy in their mutual funds, in their RSPs, and maybe neutral or losing money, but it just was not a good investment to replace it with. All right. There we are. Bought my first investment property. Got that official looking document in the mail. The caveat. I get this call all the time from people. That official looking caveat on long pink paper, and it says, "Warning, you are hereby forbidden." And it scares the heck out of people. So that caveat that an owner gets in the mail is generally because of this document called the assignment of rents. It's another piece of mortgage security that lenders take. When you're an investor, lenders often take the mortgage and this second thing called the assignment of rents. What it means is that if you're an investor with renters and you're collecting rent but not making the mortgage payment, the bank can use the assignment of rents to go along and say to your tenant, "Don't pay Bill, you pay us." So that's what it's all about. But it doesn't affect your ability to deal with the property. So don't worry about those assignments of rents as long as you're running your properties nicely and making your payments. You don't have to worry about it. I lost my job and the lender has started to foreclose on my two investment properties. Fortunately, there's lots of equity in the properties, but the legal paperwork says they're trying to take over the properties immediately. They want to take the properties immediately. I've heard the legal costs can be $20,000. So number one, can the lender take over the properties immediately? True or false? Generally false. If you have any equity in the property, you can get time to bring it into good standing and to reorganize your affairs. If you have no equity, then that's when a lender can not take it over instantly, but they can take it over pretty quickly. And on the question of legal fees of being $20,000, yes, you have to pay for them all if you're getting foreclosed on, but if it's a relatively standard foreclosure where you're not defending because it's not a matter of some legal argument, you're just not paying, then the legal costs for foreclosure are in the $1,500 to $5,000 range. So it's not cheap exactly, but it's not $20,000, but you are responsible.
Another reason not to go to 95% loan to value, if the legal costs of foreclosing are gonna take all of that extra money, it's no good to have that.
Yeah, if you have any equity in your property at all, it's gonna get sucked up by that. So I'll just say again, make sure you get solid legal advice if you're ever going to get involved in any foreclosures. Time is important. Go see people right away. Go see your foreclosure lawyer right away. Take action right away. Still doing my focus workshops. You can go to my blog spot to have a little look-see. And that's today's Tales from the Trenches.
Thank you, Bear.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.